Danny and EJ.
Are pretty scared when we hear about strange stories in regards to hotel rooms and being really, 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 really unclean. And A Current Affair has done a special investigation into this. Yesterday, last night, it was actually aired on telly. And there was a certain place on the Gold Coast that's being under fire. They're under siege, as they say. And see, the hotel, I won't say who it is because that's not 100% fair, because they are coming out saying that, no, this is not true. People are just trying to get discounts on their hotel stays. That's why people are making up all these false accusations.
Right, okay. So if you want to stay somewhere cheap, apparently what they're saying is people are saying this place isn't up to scratch. Yep. Can you please do something about it or give me a discount?
Yeah, but this hotel apparently charges up to $2,500 per week in some of their peak seasons.
Right.
So that's a lot of money to be staying. And if some of these reviews from, say, TripAdvisor are true about this place, then you wouldn't really want to spend that much money on a hotel. But some of the problems with this hotel room that they've actually found, there was mold on the curtains in the bathrooms. There were sweat stains on the lounge chairs, stains on the pillows and on the carpet. They say that was quite disgusting. There was also broken chairs, obviously, marks on the walls, which is that's pretty typical for hotels, surely. Cracked light fittings. It's not too bad.
Bit of wear and tear.
Some swab tests found bacteria levels 20 times the acceptable standard rate on glasses and mugs that they've left for their guests.
Oh, no.
There was some, dare I say this, fecal matter found on the chopping board, which is just so disturbing.
No!
Isn't that really disgusting?
What are the cleaners getting paid to do? Are they cleaning? Because I've used a chopping board in a hotel room before, and now I'm feeling like I've got that in my mouth.
I hope it wasn't a wooden chopping board.
It was a wooden chopping board.
No! They're some of the worst. They can just hold all sorts of germs. That's so disturbing. And I know, like, even in your general kitchen, the chopping board's probably one of the dirtiest places that you can find.
Yeah, apparently, like, the toilet, for example, is cleaner than your chopping board or the kitchen sink.
But this place is just so grubby. Really grubby, they say. And they've got, like, 173 reviews on TripAdvisor rating this one particular hotel as terrible and poor, which are not good reviews at all.
Look, this place is getting slammed, but it can't be the only place around the country, or the world for that matter, that's been dodgy.
I've got a little bit of a confession to make.
Okay, go for it.
I was just away on holidays recently, and I stayed in one particular hotel. When I pulled the sheets down to jump into bed, there was yellow marks on the bed, like stains. What did I do? I just turned the lights off and
slept. No, EJ, no, you did not.
I was so tired after a long flight.
Did not. You were the most disgusting. How could you do that?
I know, I'm a germaphobe. I was very disappointed in myself, but the lights were off, so I couldn't see anything.
Oh, yeah. Okay, if I close my eyes, I'm not going to see the germs in front of me. That is disgusting. I hope you showered and bathed in that. Give me that antibacterial cream you've got there.
But it wasn't too bad. It was kind of like an odd yellowy sort of colour, almost like an old cigarette.
Do you know what else is yellow, which is close to people sleeping in a bed?
Yeah, but it was up near the head area.
Some people could have slept opposite ways. They could have fit like five
top
people lengthways in the bed that way.
Yeah, it was bigger than a king size bed, this one. It was a really nice place.
You do realise that you slept in wee wee?
No, I don't think it was.
I'm handing it down to you, EJ. You slept in wee wee.
No!
And it's ruined your trip. And any time you talk about germs ever again in the future, I'm going to remind you of the time that you and Mark slept in wee wee in Thailand.
I did not. No, and it was only on my side of the bed. He was fine. It was just.
You mean you didn't make him switch sides?
I was so tired. I just crashed.
That's such a nice thing of you to do.
I take one for the team. That's what I'm all about. Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.